Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, it's the flood. We're all going to die. I just wanted you to all know that we're going to all be flooded out. That's all there is to it.
I'm not saying it's rainy, Mike, but I saw our landlord marching in two giraffes into a boat.
There you are.
Hi-oh.
Yes, interesting weather patterns all around the country, but extremes. Now, I don't know whether we've had extremes forever, which we probably have, but it just seems to me
it's weird.
The word I would use would be weird.
The hot is hotter, the cold is colder, the rain is rainier, and the snow comes in hunks of 12 inches.
May I say a little greeting out to the students at James Madison University? Here you go. This is from me to you.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your classes today. Sorry about all the rain. Thank you.
Seven days of rain here in the area.
Yeah, straight.
Same up here. And as I said to Carl, I didn't try to scare her, but I said, when you're taking your little power walk, that little pothole you saw that went straight down to the bedrock because it was washed out? And just be aware of things like that. Yeah. You know, we're near the sea. And the way I get it, I'm not a scientist, but let me just say this. It is my opinion that the rain comes down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it like Captain Quinn. Rain comes down. Rain hits the ground. Water rushes to the sea. Dirt moves out of the way. That's it. That's what I'm thinking. So, you got to be mindful because it's all trying to get down to the ocean.
She'll be very careful, Mike. Are all her papers in order?
Yes, they are.
Moving out of the way.
Absolutely. And I have a policy.
Could we move your backdrop in front of the AC to block the sound?
Because
it sounds like construction's going on behind you.
There we are.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, now we can see the TV.
The wires.
And the wires.
You can't win.
Would it be impossible to turn off the air conditioner?
Oh no.
How come? How's that? Is that better?
It's when you talk. The gate opens. Yeah, you can just hear it. Yeah. That's what I mean. Look, usually it's quiet.
I don't know. I've tried to manage the temperature in this room and it's very, very difficult.
Mike, as long as you're comfortable, I just want to give you a heads up. That's the bottom line. But we can move forward. And again, the TV. There you are.
Yeah.
Hey, you wonder
if we're going to see the TV, could he put on something we at least like to watch?
He's going to change. This is where he changes.
Yeah.
This is where we get the free show.
Oh, Rachel,
where he takes
you weren't
off
here
the shirt.
Rachel, you weren't here the day we watched him change clothes.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it. Oh, you really shouldn't make that face. He is the boss, you know.
It's like seeing your dad change, though.
It is.
That's not something that's really anything that's fluid.
Papa, you know? Michael.
Yeah. Oh, there's the bed.
Yeah, there's the bed.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's the TV.
This sucks. This sucks. And this is what the P1s are going to go nuts about. Do you have a desk lamp on the floor?
Desk lamp in your pants?
In my pants?
No, I don't. That's the lamp next to my bed. I do this show from my bedroom. I've talked about
Mike,
that, okay?
It's okay. It's not a big deal.
Everything's
it
fine.
It is to me. It is to me.
No,
let's open
fine.
The goddamn mail.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Because it's not about you. It's not about him. Right.
Thank you very much. Oh, God, I thought you were going to change that.
Oh, yeah.
I want the Korean Air commercial back. I want the Korean Air commercial back.
I don't like that as much as this one.
I want it back. You understand? Look, put it down on the ground. There it is.
Open
it up again.
It might heal.
Let's start our birthday, shall we,
boys? Won't you?
Matt Beaver.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
He turned 42 yesterday, the age Elvis was when he died. All he wants is a Caitlyn Jenner Hay from the Prince of Podcasting, Oscar Santana. Go ahead.
What does she want again?
Matt Beaver wants a Caitlyn Jenner Hay.
Okay. Hey!
Oh, my God. Are both of you... I'm not sure I want to come to the studio in a couple of weeks with both of you.
I left a cough drop out for you.
In the middle of the death grip.
They want to indulge it.
Jay Chapman turns 40 this week, and his daughter, Khaleesi Chapman turns one.
Ooh.
Did he really name his daughter Khaleesi?
She's going to love that in 30 years when no one remembers Game of Thrones.
Beautiful.
Jay,
name.
That's so cool. You named your daughter Khaleesi.
I had a cat named Khaleesi. Didn't really work
that's
out.
Wonderful. Hooray for the Chapmans. Jason McClendon is a great husband, an amazing father of two, and he is certain to freak out when we wish him happy anniversary from his wife, Stephanie.
Aww.
By the way, Stephanie loved our audiobook, which shows that she is very wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes. Also, happy third anniversary to the Enters. That's their name?
Yes, the Enters.
Kevin and Leanne Enter?
Sure.
May your marital happiness never exit. Thank you. Happy birthday to Chris Friedline from his wife, Lauren. She loves you as much as you love TMOS, which is really saying something. Isn't that something?
That is very
how
sweet.
How about that?
It certainly is. Happy birthday to Beth Ellis. Beth Ellis, who I wonder if she's ever rolled down to the Annapolis area. And prior to the Bay Bridge, had some of those fabulous Beth Ellis fruit fritter. Anyway, Beth Ellis is headed to Iceland this week, along with her husband. Or, incidentally, if you're from Memphis, you would pronounce that Iceland.
Iceland.
Any advice regarding their Icelandic visit? Go to the glacier. I did not, and I regretted it for a long time.
It's beautiful.
I may have been a little overserved the night before and did not make the trek out to the glacier,
so
I'm sorry.
Is that where they filmed Oblivion with Tom Cruise?
They have filmed a lot of movies out in Iceland because of the moonscape. When you land in Reykjavik, you actually feel like you're landing on another planet.
Cool.
It's that strange. And I would go, though, to the Blue... Is it the Blue Lagoon?
I don't know. I was overserved that night, so I didn't make the Blue Lagoon.
Okay, so the Blue Lagoon is where...
We may have a problem.
It's a hot spring. And Iceland is also... they have very low energy costs because their heating is taken care of by the thermal water that's underneath the land.
Is this the time of year that it's dark all the time or light all the time?
I don't know.
Because anyway, we were there, night was only 40 minutes.
Man,
that's exciting.
That's weird.
Trevor Baxter of Sacramento just turned 35 and thinks that Mike might be his real father. The evidence? He is Irish, he plays the drums, and he drinks, which often leads to fighting. Rebuttal, Mike? Sorry, got none.
Okay.
Anyway, please remember that Oliver Santos turns 14 this Friday. Feliz cumpleaños. Muy bien, Oliver. Oliver Santos,
feliz
muy bueno.
Cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños.
That's great.
Jesse turned 32 this week. Jackie told us so, but she did it without much detail. So, we wish you vague, unspecific happiness. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jackie.
There's nothing I hate than a birthday greeting with no last name. Come
Fell
on,
asleep
guys.
Last night to Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown.
Yeah. What does it say about me and my personality where I was just holding on, fighting sleep until the moment where Robert De Niro kills Bridget Fonda?
Hmm.
That's it means I'm a little twisted.
Need some closure.
It's good.
It's like, it was well before the movie was over, but he's out in the parking lot and boom, and she's gone. And
there you go.
Shortly thereafter, Samuel L. Jackson kills Robert De Niro. It's just, lots of carnage in that movie.
Yes, yes.
We also remember the late Anne Alberts this week, who had a birthday on Monday. She was a true fan and a friend to many. We miss you, Anne, and happy birthday. It's nice that somebody put that in there this week. And one more quick birthday, just to make us all feel really old. Happy birthday to Leesburg's newest teenager, Robert W. Spiewak III.
Yay!
He is 13. He's a teenager today. Yeah. Fantastic.
Wow.
And
That's
he
awesome.
Is loved more than he will ever know. That's wonderful. My God, he's 13.
Can you believe
that makes
it?
Me feel ancient.
Absolutely. I remember you visiting us in the hospital for his birth. And when you came, when he was diagnosed, you brought him the biggest barn and animal playset you'd ever seen. And his hospital room was a mess. It was great.
That's a decade ago, isn't
it? Yeah, it was.
That's, I mean, the clock on the wall. That's
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Well, I look forward to hearing about his plans for the weekend. That's good. And Robert, you're a good kid, and love having you on the show. And more promos from Robert III. More of
you
Robert's voice on the show. Moving on to the mailbag. Hello, 10 years ago, when I was new to the D.C. area, my radio stopped on WJFK. I had no idea what I was listening to, but I was hooked. Since then, I've been an avid listener to all you guys, including all of the bonus shows. Mike, you have been something of an inspiration to me. I was listening to the show a few months ago when you were talking about why you decided to move your family out of the zit and into Florida and or Maine. It hit me that very instant that we don't really have to live where we don't want to, and we can choose to make our own path. So I am very proud to say that on October 5th, my family and I will be moving back home to live closer to our family. I will miss one or two things about living here, maybe, but I am certain that our entire family will be much happier living closer to everyone else. That is signed Ralph Nagel of Centerville, soon to be Pittsburgh,
that
Pennsylvania.
That is pretty cool, Mike.
Amen.
Nice.
That
I
is,
like that.
That's fantastic.
Very cool.
The thing about it, when you move back closer to your family, it's truly a warm, wonderful feeling. And then in about a half an hour, they start driving you nuts. Thank you.
The magic
so
of the, family. Yeah.
The moral of that story is that it really never gets better. Sorry, Ralph. Anyway, moving right along. Dear guys, loving you long time since 1991. Although I have moved many times throughout the country, you have traveled with me. Basically, you guys are my longest relationship.
That's sad.
Currently, I've been catching up on Cake and Cookies. It's actually slightly more interesting than you might think. I never thought it was not interesting. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, giving it the big push.
Mm-hmm. I've been stockpiling TMOS shows, so I have plenty to listen to when I start my second job driving for Uber.
Hey,
oh, no. Good man.
Oh, good luck to you. Thanks for the idea, Oscar. Mike, please enjoy the shiny new Walmart that opened up down here in Fort Myers. How stupid am I? I'm actually excited about it.
Well,
you
know what? It's a small thing.
It's huge because this is a Walmart where your child has not had a meltdown yet.
Yeah, but the thing about this Walmart is, you know, it opened, I think, in August, which means by the time we get down there, it'll have all the stink on it.
Yeah. Lots of dirt
it'll have
in the
all
corners.
The stink
it won't
on
be new.
It. Right. It'll smell like a fart. That's it. There seems to be plenty of eye candy drifting from the local university. FGCU.
There you go.
Bring your sunglasses. Love you guys, Eric. Damn Schroeder.
Yeah.
Damn Schroeder. That's what Charlie Brown used to say. That's Fort Myers. I love it. Sounds like we might have a new listener down in Fort Myers, and that's good too. Got to do a meet and greet this year down in Fort Myers. Hello, it's my birthday this Friday, and I would love a birthday greeting if possible. I've been listening since the Don and Mike days, was at your meet and greet in Las Vegas. I'm a subscriber of your bonus show solely for the free-flowing curse words, and I am proud to be part of the Rob Mob.
Smart lady.
Okay. Thank you for making me laugh every day. I'll give Mike a break from impression requests and ask Rob to please play a face clip. You mean a face? I got one last year, and at the risk of being greedy, I'd like to go 2 for 2. Love you guys. Tina Rice.
You know what, Mike? She may go 3 for 3. Let's see how she does. Hold on. Sorry. There we go. We'll start with the James Taylor clip, Mike.
Okay. Very good. Well, good. We're going to get 3 of them. I like this as much as Tina does. Here it is. James Taylor, everybody.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
Ah, the Beatles.
Oh, this is great.
I've just seen a face.
And we close with the lovely Roberta Flack.
The first time.
Beautiful.
Ever I saw your
face. Happy birthday, Tina.
Thank you.
Tina!
Thanks Letter says, hi, fellas. I've been a P1 since the second day that the Don and Mike show aired on WJFK AM. Oh, the fun I had roaming through my house with my portable radio trying to catch the signal after the power down during the winter. Good times.
Oh, boy.
Tomorrow, I am reluctantly facing the start of my double douchebag 60s. And I'm hoping that's fantastic, by the way. I like double douchebag 60s.
It's a good one.
And I'm hoping that a greeting from Charlie will make it a little easier. Thanks for reading this, and much love to you all. Marsha Davis. That's an impression request, is it not, Rob?
I have a quarter, so let's see how we do.
Okay, let's see what happens here. Right? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat.
Hey!
There we go. Fantastic. That's good stuff.
Charlie.
Hello?
You got to get on the microphone, buddy.
Hello?
Too close, Charlie.
Better not swallow it.
Hello? Somewhere in the middle.
Hello?
Much better.
Not bad, not bad.
Hello, Marsha. Happy birthday.
That was good.
All right, next letter. Men, this weekend my high school class will be celebrating its 30th anniversary at the politically incorrectly named J.E.B. Stewart High School in
Jeb
Falls
Stewart.
Church.
Yeah, they call it Jeb.
It's Jeb Stewart?
They
okay.
do, yeah.
Jeb Stewart High in Falls Church, just a stone's throw from Peking Gourmet.
Mm.
If you could see your way to give a Dick Queasy shout-out to the equally inappropriately named Jeb Stewart Raiders Class of 85 and all other alumni gathering for homecoming this weekend, I would be very grateful. Keep bringing the fundy. That's Andy Hoffler, Major, United States Air Force from Phoenix, Arizona. So let's see what happens here. Air Force jet, Air Force jet, Air Force jet.
Hey, wow. hey, he won the progressive.
well, hello. How are you?
Hi,
it's Dick Queasy. I just wanted to say for all you people at Jeb Stewart, the Confederacy lost.
Yes,
so
they
I just
did.
Wanted to pass that along. And Jeb Stewart, he's a Confederate general, something like
yeah,
that, Rob?
Yeah, he came it? In second.
Just like to say to the class of 85, of all the Jeb Stewart Raiders, I'll be sending up a crate of discarded lobsters. Mm. They're slightly ammoniated. Well, what am I saying? They're totally ammoniated. As a matter of fact, you'll open it up and you won't think you're going to be getting a lobster dinner. You'll be thinking you're going to have time to clean your floor. So enjoy that, Jeb Stewart Raiders. You take care of yourself and have a fabulous weekend.
Always nice when he comes by.
Well, moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, my beautiful bride, Lori Taylor Engel. It must be Tom Engel's wife.
It is.
celebrating a birthday, I would like you to know how wonderful you have made her feel over the past year by bringing the funny each and every day. As you may or may not remember, she had a very trying time with her mother's passing around the time last year, this time last year, and I didn't really get to enjoy her time. So this year, it's all about you, Taylor. Please help me celebrate my wife by having Rob talk up a record from her favorite singer of all time, Mr. Elvis Presley. You get to pick the song, Mr. Spiewak, because she loves Rob Radio, and you would know what the song you would know what song would be best. I only wish to be as cool as you, Rob. That's what I say every single day.
I know, I get
Could
tired
I
of
just be
that.
As cool as Rob yeah. is?
It's a refrain.
From her biggest fan of all time, who loves her so much, very much, her husband, Tom Engel. So sending this one out to Taylor, Rob Spiewak.
Hit
take
the
it away.
Jingle, please.
Much more K-L-I-F music. Elvis Presley.
Hey, 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 sending this one out to our good buddies, the Engels. You know what? Mrs. Engel, she is quite boxed, and she's having a birthday. But you know what? When I think of the Engels, I don't always think of Mrs. Engel. The one who jumps to mind for me is Mr. Engel, and let me tell you why. He was on stage with us for the ultimate Mike O'Mara Show trivia contest, and it doesn't matter if he got the questions right or wrong. He got both right and both wrong, but every time we turned to him and said,
like one of my, that is probably right now, that is my top pick to click with Elvis songs, that Bossa Nova Baby.
This remix is from the, it's from the Viva Elvis show they did in Vegas. What is the Cirque show? The
we,
show failed, but the music
okay.
was great.
It's been, what's the one we normally are played on to all the time? Turn Up the Radio.
Yeah.
That's the one that we got to request. I'm all in.
I love this song.
That is just fantastic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, making their way to the stage is Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and Mr. Mike Rivera, followed closely by Pony Boy Matt Bloom. We've got our intern, Rachel, and also Mac the intern, who's wearing orange today. Very, very excited to have each and every one of you, baby. I love this song. It's a fantastic talk-up song. And Tom Engel's getting a double bonus right now because he likes Elvis. Hope you do, too. Here's your weather forecast. That's right. 40 days, 40 nights. Get your ass goodbye. Super big flood, everybody. That's right. I don't know if you heard it yet. Al Roker said, we're all going to die.
Take it easy, baby. I worked all day.
Couldn't resist, right? Sorry, I just had to do that.
That's a good one.
Next letter, boys. I know that my wife will not submit my birthday because she couldn't be bothered to listen.
Nice.
Wow. But I do every day. My name is Randy Dalton, and October 2nd is my 39th birthday. I never win at slot machines, so no voice request, but I do love Oscar's Gingerbread Man. Thanks, and that comes from Randall. You want to throw him a quickie, a little bone, so we're in
this
good
moods
today?
This is for you, Randall.
Today.
The Muffin Man?
Oh, golly. Moving right along. Hello, guys. About 3 weeks ago, this is our last letter here, I believe. About 3 weeks ago, I gave my old iPod to my girlfriend's daughter so she could listen to music while on long drives and when she goes to bed. A few days later, she asked, "Who is Mike O'Mara?" I quickly figured out that she had stumbled across some old episodes that were still on my iPod. I tried my best to explain to her the format of talk radio, what a podcast is, and thought it would end there. She continued to listen to the old shows, and whenever I was using my iPhone, she started asking, "Is that Mike O'Mara? Are you listening to Mike O'Mara?"
I love it.
But the other day, she made me laugh out loud. She walked up to me while I was on the TMOS YouTube channel. I told her, "Look, it's the Mike O'Mara show. This is what it looks like when they do their show."
Aww.
Instead of the excitement that I expected, she looked shocked. She pointed in disbelief. "Is that Mike O'Mara? He looks so old." Trying not to laugh, I told her stories of how I used to listen to you when I was in college, to which she replied, "Wow. Is he still alive?"
Oh, my God.
I hope Mike can still find it in his heart to wish Maya Garcia a very happy 11th birthday. You bet your ass I can. I love the show. Keep bringing the funny, and I'll keep subscribing to services like Nuts.com and Blue Apron. As a listener, I am happy to sign up for these great services to keep this podcast going. Sincerely, the funniest letter of the week for
awesome.
Last... Ernesto Espinoza. Sorry, start the show, you hub. That was fantastic.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, now, what can I get you boys? You thirsty, you hungry, or you just driving through? Maybe like a beer or something a little harder? Hey, you know, we happen to make the state's best pepper steak.
No, thank you, ma'am. We may be sucking back a few beers a little later on. We'll be here all night. You see, we're the band.
You are? Oh, gee, that's nice. Hey, Bob, this is the band.
All right.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Jake, are you sure this is the place?
Yeah, sure, this is the place.
Hey, you the good old boys?
That's us. The rest of the band's out in the parking lot getting our stuff together.
Well, I'm sure glad to have you boys here. I'm Bob, and this here is my place.
Well, it's a beautiful place, Bob.
I guess you boys want to get your steel guitars and everything set up on the stage, don't you? Claire, get over here and turn those stage lights on and get these boys going up there.
Chicken wire?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pap...
How's that?
The Cappy Pfeiffer Studio. I had a chat with Cappy last night. Good to hear from you, Cappy. You always make my night. We are in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. When you're rolling through your aisles at the grocery store, you probably don't give a lot of attention to the nuts. You know, you see the jars. They're usually down on the third shelf, and it's like, meh. Yeah, some of the more expensive stores, you might see the big bins that have the nuts, but they're not nearly as good as the nuts and all the other treats you're going to get at nuts.com, a brand new advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. They are the best tasting nuts on the planet, and they have the convenience of shopping on the internet. Ooh. Let me tell you something. This is the best stuff you will get. Nuts.com is the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and other treats from all around the world delivered straight to your door. Rob Spiewak has determined that nuts are not healthy enough for him, so he needs candy. What is the sweet treat that you got? Because we were all told to order anything from nuts.com, and Rob is trying to boost his sugar levels.
You can search for
down.
Atlantis, you can search for unicorns, but nothing is harder to find than fresh Juji fruit. My favorite candy of all time. These are melt in your mouth, soft, delivered by the pound. Oh my God. Ooh. Thank you, nuts.com. You've saved my teeth.
They have over 3,000 snacks as well as nuts, dried fruits, sweet treats, cooking and baking goods. They've got all the stuff on there, plus coffees, teas, sugar-free and gluten-free snacks, and gifts galore. And everything they have is superior quality. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like, whatever you want to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Good. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com. We love it. Please try it and use the code TMOS for 4 free samples. That is an incredible offer with your order, and do that today.
So good.
Well, welcome.
They
yes,
are
wonderful.
Amazing. They're so good.
We don't have much time in the first break because we used up all our initial time talking about the mailbag today, but I will tell you that I had a special moment, and this is a good throwaway that I just want to get out here before we talk to the media mogul Oscar Santana in the next break, because I got news for you. He's done it again. The Santana tentacles have reached out into another form of media, and Oscar has made himself a movie.
Yes.
A movie that's all about Oscar, so we'll talk about that in just a second here. Yesterday, I came up here, and when you move a bunch of times, when you're moving to two different locations, and you got trailers, and you got box trucks, and you're putting stuff here.
Trying to evade the creditors. Uh-huh.
And when you're trying to be, you're on the lam, and you're in the witness protection program like I am, and you're trying to hide, things get lost in the shuffle. About 6 months ago, my sister said, he can play with Matchbox cars up here, and they're yours. I said, well, how did you get those? I said, I don't even know where those are. She said, I don't know, but when he comes up to my house, because she's got grandchildren now, he can play with his little Matchbox cars, and fast forward, we get up to Maine and we go over to Kathy's house, and they're not his. They're not mine, rather. They're modern ones that I guess her son had some of these.
Okay.
And I never thought twice about it. Well, we reorganized everything in the O'Mara household, and I've had stuff that's been sitting in storage and moving out. To make a long story short, yesterday I'm going through a box and I see this little yellow glimmer in the corner of my eye, and I look. And this is from the 1960s. This is my Matchbox case that had all these little cars. And this is when my old man would probably spend 15 cents on these when he would go on a business trip. He would bring me back a little Matchbox car, and I had a pretty significant little collection. And I find the box with it. And, you know, when
I
had daughters, I never thought of it. Yeah, it's the carrier.
Because I had the carrier, too. It had a handle.
The little carrier. Yeah. The little carrier with all. And it's just, I mean, it's in a little bit of disrepair. But, and God knows
in
what kind
face,
of.
In your face, Hot Wheels, you suck.
Oh,
Matchbox
absolutely.
Cars.
Matchboxes, baby. And, you know, and you want to talk about, we talked about hearing that Robert III is 13 today, but. You want to feel old. You just look at these cars.
I know.
And you're like, look at that dump truck that looks like something you would see in the Grapes of Wrath. What a wonderful, what a wonderful little car.
All
but I was able to give
Mike's Matchbox cars from the movie Bullet. They're very current and exciting.
I would say from about 2:30 yesterday afternoon right up until his bedtime, and then he was up at 4:45 this morning.
Ugh.
Carlo let him like stir. He went to back to bed a little bit, got up at 6, did a beeline. He has been playing with these vintage Matchbox. There's one that's the fire truck that they have on the airport, but it's the old version, the
right.
Olden Time version. It was
Does it have
incredible.
An extendable ladder?
It doesn't have extendable anything. Everything is like hard soldered on there. You know, all the little hoses, nothing moves. It's right. a Matchbox,
of
right?
Course,
it's just like
course.
An iron mold,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
that they put these things in. And it was just so cool. And a really special moment. It, you know, you don't even count on these happening, and then you have
so
one.
Cool. Did you remember Absolutely individual incredible. Cars when you
oh,
opened
yeah.
the box?
Because oh, yeah. I remember the ones that I liked. I remember the ambulance, and incidentally, the ambulance, nothing like, you know, not even a van. We've gone through three incarnations of ambulances in
sure.
in America now. You have the big truck. This was
the
old-fashioned, like, this was the Ghostbusters.
Ecto-1?
But it's the similar it's the similar type of,
yeah.
you know, where it's got the,
like
the
station
it's basically
wagon.
A station wagon.
That's it. A station wagon with the back seat folded down.
Yeah, I will bring them up tomorrow and show them to you. Because
awesome.
they're hysterical. So he's been playing with that, and that was my sweet little moment with my little guy.
I think
guy.
My mom yeah. has mine. If you want to get together when you're in town, Mike, you and I can
we'll
have a play.
Play date. We'll have a play date. yeah,
good.
Just take
yeah.
him out into the outer office and sit there. Very, very cool.
Does he play the same way that you used to play? Because playing with a Matchbox is kind of just intuitive. You roll it on the furniture. You roll it on the coffee table. You roll it on the floor.
The question I have is, did he make a motor noise for it?
The tell for him is, Carla, because she's a woman, said, okay, let's just give him 3, and we'll get, you know, he
Boo.
Saw the whole box. He said, let's
Boo.
Give him, I said, nope, that's you got to deal with the fact there are going to be 50 cars on the floor.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to roll, and that's exactly what happens. So from that standpoint, I remember when you had matchboxes, you wanted them all right at your fingertips.
Yeah.
You wanted
yeah.
to interact with all of them. The thing about me is I got them over a long period of time. He got them all at once.
The motherload.
He liked the horse trailer more than the tiny little horse trailer, and I have no idea what it attaches to.
To be fair, Mike, they were slowly being phased out when you were a boy.
Right. It's the horse trailer. It's the thing. And the other thing about it is, you know, the choking hazard. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, and suddenly comes walks up to me, and he hands me a little tire that he actually peeled off one of the antique cars.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, God, what are we going to do?
Because they didn't
here?
Care about choking in the 60s.
No, and God knows where the seriously, where the paint comes from.
Oh,
I mean, the paint
God.
Probably comes from the Czech Republic. I have
China.
No idea what it is. Mm-hmm. China. So anyway,
well, they still make them. They're still great to collect. I think that'd
they
be
are.
A great way to get them started. Cars
they are
great.
And, you know, and I never took care of my stuff like that. You know, I mean, they were in a box for years and years and years.
Don't need
but,
to take care of them. They're
but,
metal.
But, you know, the thing is, you hear people say, and I got $500 for this one particular. You'd have to be 8 years old thinking about the collectible value of something. I'm sorry, I didn't pull that as a kid.
No.
It was fantastic, and really makes me realize that I'm 80, too. Just like that later.
Did
we'll
Carla
take a
recognize
break.
The cars?
From old pictures and magazines. That's absolutely true. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar and his movie right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gail Stein's brother.
Yes, he is. And on this week's episode of the show, we've got the comedian Godfrey live in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely hysterical.
I love him.
Also, we've got Gary talking about what aggravates him this week.
Like, that's new.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Just listening to those promos for the Tony Perkins Show, you know, it really does. You got to pass this along to Stein.
Yes.
Pass along to Stein that, you know, it makes it sound like he's a last word freak. It truly does, you know. It makes it sound like he's a last word freak. You know what I'm talking about?
How does that happen, though? How would you
I
think that?
Crazy. Just call me crazy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, stop the presses.
What?
It's almost time, kids. It's the Mike O'Mara Show Mad Fox meet and greet. We're all going to be out there Wednesday, October 14th, right here in the nation's capital. The entire TMOS crew will be at the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room. It's Mike, Oscar, Rob, and all the rest meeting, greeting, and having a ball. Don't miss it. From 6 till 9, come spend some time and have a brew with your favorite podcast buddies. Hope it's cool. Hope the temperature
be.
is moderate.
Tomorrow has a high of, I think, 58.
It'll be nice. Also, breaking news, Mike. Shannon said yesterday she's going to bring her yogis.
So we're going to have a lot of the ladies are going to be hanging out.
Watch your picnic baskets.
Hey, Mr. Ranger. Fantastic. Is there a chance we could get Shannon to do some of her poses at the meet and greet?
Oh, she's drunk enough, I imagine.
Nice.
That's great. You can get the address and directions at madfoxbrewing.com or write this down, 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. Got it? Good. That's 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. Remember, Wednesday, October 14th, 6 p.m., we'll see you at the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room for the happiest hour you've ever experienced. I'm already saying to myself, pace myself.
Oh, you'll be fine. It's three doors up from
us. Yeah, because the next day we're recording the show at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. Is that how the math works out?
Yes. No, we're not. No, that's next week.
Oh, next week.
This is the week after, so don't worry. No, that one you don't have to worry about.
I like to sometimes make predictions, seal them in an envelope, and tuck them away. But this one I'm going to offer right now. At 8:30 on October 14th, Oscar is going to look at you with big, glassy cat eyes and say, "Let's record a podcast right now." It's going to be amazing.
We're going to knock it out.
It'll be a lot of fun.
This is a podcast today where we're going to discuss the good and the bad. I'm going to talk in a moment in a bit of a negative way, which I've tried to avoid, but sometimes I have to draw the line, and I want to make sure that people understand something about me. Before we do that,
yes,
I want to talk to Oscar, because yesterday I see on Oscar's page that he's promoting this wonderful new device called a Swash, which is that technological innovation for getting your shirts clean in record time, so you can just pop them in there. And
shirts,
you know,
jeans,
you've been doing this for a
wonder.
They're
want.
Wonderful. I've got a Swash in Florida as well, and it's just the best. Oscar, they came to you and they said, "We need the metrosexual of metrosexuals."
All these years, something paid off.
And let's do a movie with Oscar. And I know you had mentioned to me when they came by and shot this, you said this was a pretty significant crew that they brought to your home.
Quite the production. They actually first showed up here at the studio for the initial establishing shots.
I remember that, yeah.
And I'm
in the movie, too.
I had
Rob's in the movie, and my name is in the movie, so I'm very excited about
that. I had prepped Rob. I said, "Look, I don't know who's coming, but they sent a list of like 12 people. I doubt it. I think one person's coming, right?
Right.
With like a camcorder, and they're going to shoot this." I should have known better because Procter & Gamble and Whirlpool teamed up to make the Swash system.
Exactly.
So you've got a pretty big company putting this together.
Yeah, it's huge.
They showed up with no less than 9 people, a light crew, a sound crew, and a full production company right here and outside of the studio. They had 2 trucks outside of the studio that were set up with whatever they may need in the future
it
for
was
the shoot.
So funny now, to watch them get ready, because this was big time. Like, one guy's job was to come in and make sure that the logos were covered on our headphones.
Yes.
Because they can't have the word Sony in it. So he came around with black electrical tape and covered everything up. I was like, wow.
Hyper
detail. Here's the thing about this. This is so, so very cool. And we want everybody to check this out. There are going to be a lot of you that are curious about what this Swash unit is. I don't want to explain it right here on the show, because I want you to go make sure
you can watch
that
it.
You go to YouTube
yeah.
and you watch Oscar's video, because that will be very, very good for the Santana brand. You understand? We are trying to build up the Santana brand, and I want you to go watch this. And Oscar is there are scenes of Oscar doing the podcast. There are scenes of Oscar walking up the street to his 100 square foot apartment, and then there are scenes of him talking about his life and how busy he is, and it really, the production quality is fantastic, and you'll get a kick out of it. If you're a fan of the show, please check this out, because the more people we get to watch this, the better it is for us. So you can do us a solid by watching that and get a laugh at the same time.
They made Oscar look really good. I mean, he looks really good. It's so funny to be.
He looks dreamy in this video.
Just to watch.
Please.
Just to watch, like, the scene. I mean, it is so big time. You can tell these people know exactly what they're doing. All the establishing shots, him coming into the office, petting the dog, sitting down, doing his podcast, and then off, because I've got a meeting tonight. And it's just, it's so.
He's busy.
It's
got to get this shirt. Got to get this shirt into the swash. Got to go to my special high-powered meeting. This is fantastic.
Oh, I really want to go because if I don't go, it's not going to be amazing.
I will tell you this, that when you see this video, when you see this mini movie starring Oscar Santana, you'll probably understand why he occasionally gets stopped in airports.
Yeah.
That's all I was going to say, because he's got the big, heavy, you got a heavier beard than you do now, you know, and you were going through that heavy beard phase. And but to be honest with you, as far as collared shirts are concerned, Oscar pops those on more than anybody on the show.
He does.
And so, you know, he loves this product. He brought it to my attention.
Stand by it.
I love this product. And this is, you know, these are the big folks, okay? Yeah, yeah. We are trying desperately on this program to impress everybody that has anything to do with us. And please, if you take time from your busy schedule and pop that channel on today and just take a look at the Oscar video on YouTube, it will make me very, very
happy. We'll put it on the site and we'll put it on our YouTube page so people can just watch it there.
Yeah, cool? How many we want? How many?
At least a couple thousand. That'd be great.
Can we get 2,000 views? Can we get 2,000 views? Is that too much to ask? Yeah. Okay.
No. And you'll enjoy it. You really will. And you'll get an inside look of my humble abode.
Yeah, it gets a good. It gets inside of the Oscar's house, and it also shows you inside the studio, which you see every day.
And you also get to see that Oscar has a hockey jersey that says Santana on it.
Yeah,
does he really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, you got to watch with a very. I watch with a magnifying glass.
Oh, by the way, you don't have to watch the whole movie. Just click on it. Thank
easy.
You.
No, that's it. But you want to know how it ends?
Don't be jealous.
I want to know how it ends.
Jealous, Mike.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. You know, I mean, no. I watched about 90 seconds.
You didn't see the surprise ending?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is that where
choose your own adventure?
I don't want to spoil it. I know what the surprise ending is. Okay,
what is it?
But just say, well, not only is it keeping your clothes clean, but it's also ending in murder. Yes. All right, I got to do a little tough love when I come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm fair game. My wife is not.
Oh.
Not. What?
I'm going to have to talk to somebody when we come back. Just got something I need to get off my chest. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Face it, everyone has a horror story when it comes to food delivery. If it's not late, it's cold, or it's wrong, or it's not what you wanted in the first place. Well, the restaurants you have always wished would bring your food to your door are only a click away right now. If you crave it, you can have it delivered with DoorDash. I love this company. DoorDash, high-quality food from your favorite spot, on time and still hot. DoorDash is a game changer. They've got local favorites, national chains, anything from Vietnamese to Froyo to barbecue. If you want it, if you crave it, if you need it, if you gotta have it, DoorDash will bring it to you, everybody. And best of all, they deliver from places that don't deliver. That's the coolest part. Fleming's, IHOP, Maggiano's, Capital Grill, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Taco Bell, Insomnia Cookies. Have you ever had an Insomnia cookie?
Mm.
I'm going to have one when I get up there. Five Guys, Guapo's, all the good places. Ordering is quick and easy on your PC or phone, and text updates ensure reliable delivery and eliminate guessing the arrival time. And here's the best part, no tipping. Means no hassle.
I love it.
Just grab your phone, grab your food, and when it arrives, that's it. Enjoy the chow. Order on demand or up to 5 days in advance. The choice is up to you. Try it out today. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners. DoorDash giving you $10 off your first order. That's like getting a free lunch. What do you have to lose? Just go to DoorDash.com, enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. DoorDash.com, enter TMOS at checkout, and you get $10 off your order. This is a no-brainer. Try DoorDash for lunch or dinner today. All right. I've done a really, really good job with not involving myself in skirmishes on the fan page
or
doing it.
I would say a good run for you.
2015 has been his best year ever.
Solid run.
Absolutely.
Trying to be positive. I keep it down to a dull roar when people piss me off. But, you know, my wife has been hassled by this person, AJ McLaughlin. And this is a person that I blocked. And when I say hassled, nothing really heavy duty, but just being a nudge.
And grief.
The last straw was she's sending Carla messages now because I blocked her and unfriended her or him. I have no idea what it's no pictures on the Facebook page. You don't know. It's got the initials, so you don't know what's going on really.
Yep.
But the fact is, this person sends Carla this message today, puts on her page, heard Mike on the bonus show talking about killing flies with Windex. I was shocked at that. Is he really doing something along those lines? So, yeah,
what?
Let's scare Carla and let's put something up there about, you know, I don't know, Windex is going to kill my child. I don't. First of all, I wipe it off when
Carla.
I do that.
And but second of all, that you're killing vermin. You're killing something that's going to kill your child.
But the fact is, this is the same woman that was, you know, Carla loves putting her food pictures up. And this, it's just negative, negative, negative. She's sending these things out in the middle of the night. And I don't mind if you give me crap, but back off, lady. Back off, okay? I know you listen to the show and just pound sand. I don't want you doing that to my wife anymore. It's ridiculous. Carla doesn't have any dogs
under
in these fights at all.
Under the cover of night, right?
Under the cover of night, yes. And it just, stop it. I don't know what you, I know I pissed you off. I know that you sent something to my son a while back, and then I made a joke about it, and you didn't like that. And the worst thing that we ever experience on this show are people that continue to listen to the show, but we've wronged them in some way in their minds, correct?
Mm-hmm. I
and
agree.
So they go from being turbo fans to still listening, but because they feel that this is somehow a personal slight, they attack negative, 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 negative. And I don't, look, I get it. It's fine with me. Just back off the family. Don't bring my family and my kid into it.
Not fair.
Okay?
Not fair.
A-hole. I don't want you to deal with that anymore. That's it. That's all. That's all I wanted to say.
I don't even remember you wronging this person. I just remember them being a dick. Yeah,
Carla deleted whatever the message was, but then when I went to Carla's page, there was this explanation where Carla was nicely responding to this person, and they never responded.
Oh, they never
because
do.
That's the way they roll, and you know. And I just wanted to say this is the only way I'm getting the message
and
out.
And Trip Affleck, enough. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Trip Affleck. Wow.
But to be fair, Mike, they were tasteful nudes.
It's something where I have to... I don't nearly deal with it as much as I used to. I don't even come close to that. But then, I'm sitting there. You're not doing anything. And why, when I say something on the show, are you going to her? Okay, you're doing
it. Stop running to mommy when you can talk to daddy.
But the thing
well,
is,
this person can't go to daddy because daddy's blocked her.
Oh.
Daddy's blocked her. But you know what? The other thing is, you're doing it because you have a bone to pick with me.
Right.
Somebody,
and that's why you're doing
it. I completely understand, Mike. I remember when Shannon and I started dating, a few messages would go to Shannon. And then as of late, I think maybe a month ago, she brought up that she goes, do you know this person? I said, no, because sometimes when you message people and you're not friends with them, it goes into your other box, right?
Right.
So, and she is just like a nice person in general, so she doesn't want to say no to people. And she's like, should I accept them? And I said, I don't know. I was like, what's going on? Well, they sent me this message. And I think at one point on the show we talked about what our wives and girlfriends' grooming habits may be because they came up on a bonus show.
I remember.
It's material. We're having fun. That's what we're doing.
And he says, the guy writes, and this, look, it's with the, I guess it comes with the territory. He writes, the creepiest message I've ever read from one listener to another.
Right, right.
I don't know if you know, but, Oscar talked about how you are zeroscaped down below.
Oh, my God. And he sends her a message.
I find that extremely appealing. Something like so over the top, inappropriate. And
oh, my God.
Just I don't know why you would even send a message like that to someone you don't know.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That is not okay. Yeah.
Not okay.
Not okay.
I got the douche chills, and I said, do not accept and delete that message.
Carrie gets
run,
a lot of
run
stuff.
Run for your lives.
But she's never gotten anything like that.
Well, and look, I look at it both ways because you know my perspective.
That guy looked at it both ways.
The fact that someone is listening and they're so invested into the program, that means we're doing our job right, right?
No, but we are intimate. Together. We have an intimate relationship with the people listening to this show because we are a small group, and we're not CBS. So the fact is, we interact with these people like this, so we have every right to share the way we really feel.
Right?
There's some people right now that are totally getting into it as well. Don't get me wrong.
And
sure,
I totally appreciate the fact that you would take the time to find my girlfriend online, which isn't hard, and then write her private message. But that type of message,
yeah,
I just can't really understand.
My rule of thumb is before commenting on anything like that, make sure the friend request has been accepted. Then you can talk about it.
It's just,
Thank you for accepting my friend request. Yeah. I find your nether regions very appealing.
If I went in and I really spent time with Carla's page, and she would have no problem if I did that, I probably would be completely and totally freaked out. I probably would be a very attractive woman.
She's younger than you are, you know.
She's younger, and the guys are all lining up with that. But also, Carla, as you know, with Blue Apron and with some other sponsors, has been working.
She's in love, she's a ninja.
And she's been working with the show and putting up food pictures of the stuff that she's making. And so that's assisting us as well. And I just, there's never the agenda. She's not out there putting anything out there than fluff, okay?
Right.
Here's a picture of the food I made.
Yeah, but it's
here's
not
a
fluff.
Picture
she's
of my kid.
She's passionate about cooking, and she loves
that.
It, right?
Yep,
exactly.
And it's fun because, look, to be fair, we didn't ask Carla to do this. She says, you know, it'd be fun if I could do this. I'm sharing my cooking anyways. I think people would like it. And she did it, and it's frankly taken off, and it's a good reason. And
people are digging it.
And it really, honestly, has a lot to do with why people, I think, are trying Blue Apron.
Yeah.
We can talk about it till the cows come home, but when you have someone organically and legitimately outside our little circle here say, I'm doubling down, this product is awesome.
It's more than doubling down. You actually see it from every state of being prepared, and it looks fantastic, and it is fantastic.
So, which means that does not give anybody, including us, the right to write someone privately and just mess with them.
Yeah, you know.
Well, this was on our page, and it was something along the lines of, "Hey, by the way, you know how people pull that? I was shocked, and then no explanation. That is effing with somebody. That is getting her freaked out about our son. So that enters into a completely different world. And yes, am I a public figure? Yes, I am. I don't care. It's fine. Does Carla come on the show occasionally? Does that maybe make her a public figure? To a certain extent, yes. But I don't have to be happy when somebody's just deliberately planting something to upset someone, which she was. And she, by the way, she just asked me about this, and I was the one that was like, "What? What's that?
Let me see that."
No, and I just, I was going to sit there and write this person a message, but this person doesn't respond to messages. So I figured they listen, and if they heard the thing about the Windex show, which, by the way, was also some shtick that I did. I did it, though, legitimately, and I blew those flies
out
of the sky. And then my son and I drank the Windex. We drank the Windex afterwards, and he loved it, and I loved it. That's the way. Take that, A.J. McLaughlin.
And you know what? I doubt the very existence of this, A.J. McLaughlin. Because I doubt the very existence of this person.
Really? Do you think it's just a pure troll?
I think it could be a pure troll. I do. And
you know more than anyone.
Well, I blocked and unfriended a long time ago, and I don't remember why, but oh, pardon me.
Whoa.
God, that's really bad. I'm sorry,
really
folks.
Really gross. Wow.
I don't remember why, but I remember it was
drowning.
A long simmering problem with this one. And it's just, you know what? We don't need that, so go scratch.
Yeah, go scratch. That's
and
what I really say.
For
this.
My girls, below.
No, here's what's fine.
I think
it's okay to write to Mike.
Not the same person that
that
I care.
It's okay to write to Carla and say I really enjoy your post about Blue Apron. It's not okay to write to Oscar's girlfriend and say I want to see you wearing only a blue apron. That is not okay. So just make
that
sure
that goes for everyone.
That's right. That's right. Well, I might pose. I don't know.
So just wanted to get that off my chest. I appreciate that. And,
no problem, man.
This is not related at all, but under the category that life is total BS, calcium from supplements or dairy does not strengthen bones, according to a new study. How many decades have we been hearing about milk and calcium and take your calcium
to make sure you have strong bones?
I mean,
it goes back to the 1920s.
What's the milk industry? What's Big Milk going to do?
Big Milk.
Let me read it. A new study should put the final nail in the coffin for any lingering beliefs that calcium supplements are good for you. The new study finds that people over 50. Hi, everybody.
Now Mike is doing a show for himself.
The new study finds that people over 50
yes,
don't get Don't get stronger bones by taking supplements or from eating extra servings of calcium-rich foods such as dairy products. The findings were reported in the British Medical Journal's online publication, BMJ.com. Sounds a little dirty, doesn't it? They support what U.S. health officials have been telling Americans for a few years now. Telling Americans, but not really loudly, correct?
No, whispering it.
Hey, I mean, I don't remember this being the big story.
Do you? How many milligrams of Boniva do you take a day?
Boniva. That's another great dirty drug. Boniva. Hey, how you doing? You want to come up back up to the apartment? I've got some Boniva.
Mike, it's even better if you say it Boneva.
Yeah. In 2012, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. I love the stories that Big Dairy probably keeps down to a dollar.
Big this milk, is what, Mike. Let's just call it what it is.
It's big sugar, big oil, big milk. I've been watching a ton of documentaries on these things. These giant lobbies that the food companies have, they give us a certain message. You're going to get the vast majority of people that aren't listening to this podcast that are going to probably still think, oh, drink your milk. It's good for your bones.
Right.
Take your calcium supplement because you've got brittle bones. No, apparently women over 50 are advised to get 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, but it's the regular stuff. Adding to it is not going to make any kind of difference whatsoever.
Mm. You know, before we know how America is going to deal with this, Big Vitamin has got to call Big Milk, and they've got to get a plan going. Because Big Vitamin handles Big Calcium, don't they?
Yeah,
it falls under that.
This calls for a protest. And by the way, did you know that John Kerry lived right down the street from here? I know the vice president is across the street. But
hold on, do you have any Advil? I just got whiplash from that turn.
Well, no, because I saw that in the newspaper just yesterday.
Where did he live?
He lives on O Street, right down the street.
Does he really?
Yes.
Named after
well,
you.
Go over and have tea.
There was a protest there with a bunch of people because he doesn't live like in a gated home, right? It's one of these row homes. And they were saying, hey, Kerry, come out like in front of his home.
Get that protest at my house.
Yeah. So it said, Kerry, come out. We've got to talk about.
Oh, my God. Really?
Chanting that on the streets of Georgetown.
Oh, my God.
If the lobby, by the way, can get away with telling us that calcium, because I've heard that for years, right? Supplements have legitimately something you need to take even as you get older, even more.
Fish oil, parents, you got vitamin B, vitamin
D. My mom
D.
has the Larry King fish oils. My mom takes calcium, I'm sure, to this
vitamin
day.
Vitamin E, great for a fatty liver, I'm told.
Right. What does this mean about what they're telling us to do before we get there? Because I thought you stopped growing when you were like 21, 22, 23, as far as bones are concerned.
And sure. So I think that what this says is that the computer chip inside your body, it's programmed to be a certain thing. What can you do? It says this at the end. It says, exercise, one possibility. Weight-bearing exercise such as walking, running, playing tennis, lifting weights, and dancing can strengthen bones.
Dancing.
Swimming and bicycling does less to build strong bones.
Ballroom.
And, you know, I watched this, and the little old ladies.
I bet this is funded by Big Dance.
Let me tell you this: the little old ladies that walk around here. I see people where I live here and where I live down there. I will tell you, I see people out exercising all the time. I'll tell you the people that I think look better than anybody for the older people. It's the people that are out taking power walks, not strolling, but walking at a powerful pace.
Yeah,
it's actually moving at a pace. The people that ride around on their little bicycles, and I'm not talking about regular cyclists. I'm not talking about the people you see with the cruisers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
anything
the people that are just
basket.
Out there.
Yeah.
Where you'd hear the song going, that kind of bicycling, zip, nada. You look like the Humpty Dumpty anyway. Get off the bicycle. But the people that do the power walk, some of these ladies are like incredibly fit, and they're out there walking. The same thing, to a certain extent with runners, but the runners that I see always look like they're getting their ass kicked a little bit, you know. And I know
miserable.
That's good for younger people. But I'm talking about the older people that I see that are trying to get it done. I just think that I'm a power walker.
Okay.
And some days I do better than others. But you know, even if I can get down to like a 19-minute mile, that's walking at a brisk enough pace for me where it does it. When I get down to a 17.5-minute mile, that's a really good pace, and that's helpful
too. What's a goal for you before you die?
As far as I would like, if I would, my goal would be, I would like to, and this is not before I die. This is in the next year or so. Oh, okay. I would like to get enough weight.
Exclusive dates.
Thank you. I would like to get enough weight off of me, you bastards.
Anything's possible.
Hey, you know, the big goal might be finishing this segment.
I would like to get enough. Well, you know, with the temperature now being 104 in here, because I do like the noise, I will tell you that I would like to be at a weight where I would dabble, not a lot, not often, but I'd probably get back to doing a little jogging as opposed to walking.
So an under 10-minute mile.
Yeah, I'd like to get, you know, I'd like to go out and in 20 minutes knock out a really decent distance. I'd like to try that. Cool. But here's something where I don't think it's going to happen because the last sentence here, cutting down on alcohol and stopping smoking can also help. Both can weaken bones. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Burn that study.
How dare they?
Boo.
Yeah, if it's not from America, we don't believe it.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Those British. Damn Brits.
Wasn't that long ago we were fighting them in a war, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, our salute to Big Milk. Big Milk, everybody.
And you know what? Also, dog. I guess Big Tobacco, because you're not allowed to smoke
and big
either.
Booze.
And Big Jim. Yeah.
We'll take a break when we come back. It's news you may not need on the Mike Rivera Show. Language we all understand.
More broadcasting, you've got many choices. The Mike O'Mara Show, The Rob and Joe Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Tech 411, and of course, Cake and Cookies with Rob and Katie. Now, how do you keep in touch with all of those shows? Check out O'MaraCast. Here's some more broadcasting highlights from last week.
The result can be the best thing that's going to happen to you, or you can be arrested.
No one goes up there to steak.
Now hear more at O'MaraCast. Download it from iTunes or the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So you want to feed your mind, but you don't have the time to sift through all that nonsense on the internet. I want to tell you about Next Issue. On my Next Issue subscription, I was reading the Vanity Fair segment. There's a part in the back of Vanity Fair, and you can get it on Next Issue, that profiles different people. Right. Wonderful little page about what life means to you. Jimmy Carter, before the big story came through. Man. This was the August issue, and I was looking at it just the other day on my Next Issue. We're talking about really the modern way and the best way to get your magazine content. Next Issue is the mobile app that lets you tap directly into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere. You can use your iPhone or your tablet, your phone, not necessarily just an iPhone. Next Issue is amazing. You can get your free trial at nextissue.com/TMOS. Let me list these magazines for you. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Vogue, everything. It goes on
and
on. Golf Digest. They're all there. And you get it in one place. I love this. Next Issue is amazing. They satisfy any and every interest. And Next Issue is what we want you to try. Sign up for Next Issue right now and you get immediate access to all the top magazines, including back issues and exclusive photos and videos. It's amazing. I can read Golf Digest while I'm on the course, Bon Appetit while I cook, and Wine Enthusiast during cocktail hour all on my phone. The best part, Next Issue is offering a free trial right now when you go to nextissue.com/TMOS. Again, you can try Next Issue for free right now at nextissue.com/TMOS. We all read it. It's fantastic. And here's what Mrs. O'Mara says about Next Issue, ladies and gentlemen. Please try it out because if you're like me, no clutter.
Yeah.
No clutter. Helen Mirren.
Box.
70 years old.
Old box.
She has retired from doing nude scenes.
What?
Yes, I'm sorry,
God,
Rob.
Not okay.
In an interview with actor Alan Cumming, she said, quote, "That's the good thing about getting older. You don't have to do that sort of thing anymore. My pleasure pillows are purely for my husband."
Oh.
She is 70, but still has that kind of quote. She still gets how to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why for an older lady, she's got a lot of younger guys that still look at her as kind of a sex symbol. Helen has disrobed in no less than 17 films, from Age of Consent in 69 all the way to Love Ranch in 2010. But when she first got into the biz, she didn't want to. She said, quote, "I never wanted to do that. But, you know, I thought, does it really matter? It's not a thing to get your knickers in a twist over. I was doing nude scenes from the first moment I started doing movies. It was the era." She added that she really doesn't see what the fuss is about. She says, quote, "I didn't know my boobs were legendary. There are much more legendary boobs than mine." She's funny. She gets the joke.
I love her.
Good movies from her, I hope. I like Helen Mirren. Brian Austin Green officially responded to Megan Fox's divorce petition, and as expected, he asked for spousal support and joint custody of their two sons. One's 3, and the other is 18 months old. It's kind of a bummer. A couple of sad stories in news you may not need today. Apparently, he hasn't been able to work since he and Megan were hit head-on by a drunk driver last December, and sometimes he even has trouble getting out of bed. I wonder if that's legit or if it's lawyer speak when a guy is trying to get alimony. I don't know. Meanwhile, Megan recently rejoined the cast of New Girl until Zooey Deschanel returns from maternity leave. So that's a bummer, but I don't know.
So she'll be a newer girl.
Newer girl. Yes. Yeah, very good, Rob. I like that. This is another bummer, but I have to share it because it's a big story in entertainment. Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend, Catriona, is that the correct pronunciation?
I think you have it right.
Catriona White. She died Monday night of an apparent suicide. Horrible story. Beautiful girl and only 30 years old.
Wow.
And originally from Ireland. They met in 2012 when she was doing makeup for a movie. They dated through early 2013, then broke up. And they got back together earlier this year and broke up again last week. The police say she left a suicide note, and it did mention the breakup.
Oh man.
She, just a few days before her death, tweeted, quote, "Signing off Twitter, I hope I've been a light to all my nearest and dearest. Peace and love to you all." So who knows? Jim Carrey's been tweeting out or writing out some sweet things about this, but it sounds like a horrible situation.
Sad.
And she's really a beautiful young girl, and it's a drag. With her castles, estates, and collection of rare artwork, Queen Elizabeth has an impressive net worth.
Fox.
But there is one British family that has the Queen of England beat. Anybody want to guess?
A rich British family?
A rich British family, boys.
I wonder who it could be.
Branson isn't British, is he?
Branson is British. Yes, he is British.
Okay, is it Mr. Branson?
No, it is the Beckhams. It is the Beckhams.
Beckham.
The superstar family is now outpacing the Queen in value, according to a study of the earnings of former soccer star David, fashion mogul Victoria, and their children. A report by the London School of Marketing concluded that the Hollywood couple and their children are valued at $712 million.
Wow!
While the Queen is thought to be worth $515 million. Well, you figure she was a superstar pop person, Victoria Beckham, and then he was a mega wealthy soccer icon.
He's got his ownership stake in MLS.
Yeah,
that will appreciate. Yeah, when you own and you have the rights to own a team, that is huge. That's a professional team and a professional sport.
Although experts are saying the Queen could catch up if she did underwear ads.
Mm-hmm. She did nude scenes.
Just tasteful. Tasteful.
Tasteful nude scenes.
Show those pleasure pillows.
It's a lot of fabric.
Madam's underwear.
Oh, God. Madam the Queen will now show her pleasure pillows to the prince. Moving right along. I want you, if you happen to be anywhere near food right now, it might be a really, really good idea to push it aside. I'm going to give a warning for those of you that are listening to this, that this story is one of the grossest that I've ever read.
Matt just put the lid on his Pringles. I think we're good to go.
Be aware. You have been warned about this. I will move on now. It wasn't exactly how one California couple hoped their Hawaiian vacation would end. On a United Airlines flight home from an anniversary trip with her husband, Janet Masters discovered a vomit-filled motion sickness bag that had been wrapped in a blanket and stuffed in the seat back pocket. People are foul.
Animals are so foul.
Evil. This is her quote. "I've seen and dealt with a lot of gross things," Masters told CBS Sacramento. "Here's someone's bodily fluids that I'm being exposed to." To make matters worse, when Masters attempted to hand the repulsive package off to a flight attendant, vomit reportedly spilled onto her and her husband. And despite a seat change, the smell stuck with them for the duration of the flight. Smelling that smell on us and around us was just totally, totally disgusting, Masters said. A United Airlines representative apologized to the couple, saying, "Our cleaners apparently failed to clean all of the seat back pockets." You think?
Wow.
I mean, they're supposed to do it on every flight. Give me a break here. The airline assured the couple that its aircraft are outfitted with appropriate cleaning kits and gave them a $300 credit towards a future flight. Airlines suck ass.
So they have to fly United again to use the credit.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's for $300.
And it's $300.
How about for life, you dicks?
Oh,
okay.
God.
Give me a break. That may not be enough to get the Masters on another plane, really.
Yeah.
She says, "I've lost a lot of faith and trust in the airline." She says, "The couple aren't the only United Airline passengers to have had their travel experience spoiled by someone else's bodily fluids. In April, a family from Maryland was forced to sit in a vomit-soaked chair during a return flight from Orlando, Florida."
Man.
So it's really, you know, I think it hasn't been an issue for a long time that the way they do the cleaning of these airlines is inadequate.
Yeah.
And
some airlines tell you to help out, and you're like, "I've helped out by paying for my ticket.
I helped out $500 worth already.
Yeah, how much more do you want me to do?"
And who's the guy that hides the vomit in a blanket?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
There's a lot of people involved here.
The person responsible for the cleaning crews, Matt Bloom, said,
I'll fix it
next time. Thank you very
much.
Right. Antonio Pascal of Miami Beach, Florida, answered a doctor's ad looking for a nursing assistant last week. The doctor was 62-year-old Howard Harlieb. Only he's not really a doctor.
No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
This is a little something something. Number one, the interview was at his house, not at his practice or a hospital. Number two, he told her to bring a package of cool cigarettes to the interview. Number three, he asked her if she'd be uncomfortable if a patient grabbed her breast or pleasured himself in front of her. Then he proceeded to touch her breasts.
Oh.
And number four, he also asked her if she knew how to take someone's temperature rectally. Then he demonstrated how by placing a thermometer between her buttocks over her clothing. That finally freaked her out, so she left and called the cops. Howard was arrested and charged with battery and practicing medicine without a license. The pack of cools, no problem. Touching the breast, no problem at all. But when you take out the rectal thermometer, I am out of here. I am getting out of here right now. We will take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Barry Show.
Hi, this is Steve Jobs.
Hey!
And this is Bill Gates.
Woo!
And if you want to be a multi-billionaire, you got to listen to Tech 411.
Yeah, that's because we give you all our secrets and we don't hold back at all.
And we're at the intersection of what?
Technology and entertainment, people. And it's not just all tech. We're having a good time over here and we're going to make you laugh. Listen to show number 49. Well,
there you go.
Look, we got one out of 50 shows that was really funny.
Yes.
And you should listen to that one.
So at least there's something.
There's one good show.
You can find us at MichaelMaraShow.com or iTunes. Again, it's called The Tech 411 Show with Bill Gates
and Steve Jobs.
Ciao, ciao.
Later. More broadcasting.
That's funny.
For more information,
so there had to be some
alcohol.
Please tell me there was some alcohol.
I did the show with Mac this week because Todd had like a work thing come up.
How did Mac do on the Tech 411 show?
He did great. And he was like legitimately, he didn't know it was coming. I sat him down and said, "You're doing the show with me. We're going to do a show." And he said, okay, he killed it. But the only problem is it's not posted yet. And that was 2 days ago. Mac, what happened?
I'm still editing it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, boy. Please, come on.
Yesterday was a busy day.
Well, what did you have?
School. A lot of school.
I understand that.
Do you realize by the time you post it, technology will have changed?
Mm-hmm. So today,
get it posted today because
it'll be on today.
Okay.
There you go. Attaboy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hiring qualified employees is one of the hardest parts about being a business owner. It is also extraordinarily important. You know that. Face it, your company is only as good as the people you hire, so you need to hire the best. But to find the best, You can't rely on one single job posting. And when you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post to over 100 job sites with one single click and instantly match the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million! Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter takes the torture out of the hiring process. It is, and I quote, faster, easier, and the source for their best employees. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. Give it a try. Try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don White, try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, September 30, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Sometimes it's okay being married to Carrie, and I'll walk in, and she'll be watching a judge show, and something happens. I say, oh, my God, I got to grab this. Judge Judy this week, this might be the fastest case ever on Judge Judy. Mm. They brought the people in, and Judge Judy, it was allegedly a stolen purse. And Judge Judy asked the plaintiff what was in the purse. And the defendant chimed in at an unfortunate time. Check this out. This is the length of the entire case.
Like what? Give me what was stolen.
My wallet.
What was in your wallet?
It was $50.
Okay.
I had to replace all my IDs. I had gift cards in there, my earpiece, and a calculator.
There was no earpiece in the mail.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $500, that's what I think it's worth, madam. Goodbye.
That was it.
He said, "Oh my God, he knew what was
no,
in there.
There was no earpiece in the purse."
What an idiot!
I love
what
it.
A complete idiot! He cops to it by saying he knew it was in the purse. What a dope!
And to watch Judge
Can you
Judy,
play that one more time, please?
Judge
this is
Judy
too good.
Literally throws her hands up because
it
was just so great.
Like what? Give me what was stolen.
My wallet.
What was in your wallet?
It was $50.
Okay.
I had to replace all my IDs. I had gift cards in there, my earpiece, and a calculator.
There was no earpiece in the mail.
I love it. Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $500, that's what I think it's worth, madam. Goodbye.
That's Judge Judith Scheindlin.
That's awesome.
Mike. Also, hats off to the Japanese. They've come up with a new thrilling way to entertain yourself. It's called the Japanese Bear Cube, and here's how it works. It is a clear lucite cube
that is
like sealed on all corners with metal. It almost looks like something for a magician's trick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a secure cube, but it's totally transparent. Person gets in it, is sealed in it. They're holding, it looks like a GoPro.
Yes.
And then a bear is let loose to attack the cube.
Now, you need to look at this.
You gotta love the Japanese, baby. You really do.
Ostensibly, the people are safe, but the bear is literally rolling the cube around like an arena, and the person is in there taking pictures. It sounds a little like this.
Okay, stop it for a second. I have a question.
Yes.
So this person volunteered to get into this cube, but this person's wigging out like they don't want to be in the cube.
Exactly,
correct?
Yeah. This is the complicated
Okay, so they made a mistake.
Psyche.
This is like those videos where the people go up in the slingshot, right? They,
I don't know. Maybe
really don't
they're
know
just
they're
enjoying
for.
The situation. It's part of the complicated Japanese psyche.
I believe when you get in there, you don't think you're going to be as terrified because you think you're safe, right?
It's
but then when there's a big bear coming at you.
And he's knocking you around.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking a cube that I'm estimating is maybe 5 foot cube.
Yeah. You're on your knees. You're not standing up in it. You're on your knees.
And the bear is rolling you in the cube.
So you're falling back. Again, you think about the integrity of the actual structure. You're like, if this thing opens up.
Yeah, you're toast. You're toast. Have you seen that video where the guy's up in the deer stand and the bear comes
climbs.
Up the tree? Climbs up the tree and just stares at him.
Like,
it's the most amazing
video.
I've watched that 20 times. Yeah,
all
amazing.
Right. I thought Stephen Colbert had a funny joke about The Daily Show last night.
Hey, did you guys watch The Daily Show last night? The new Daily Show? Anybody see that? I did. I saw it. I got to say, it was great. Jon Stewart is looking tan and rested. I don't know where he went on his vacation, but he came back with a kind of adorable accent.
This video that I'm about to play the sound from, we have on our YouTube page. It is a toilet paper dispenser that sounds like Chewbacca.
Oh, excellent.
Stay right, with me. Apparently, it's gotten some sort of legendary status in the building, so they've actually taped a picture of Chewbacca to the toilet paper dispenser. This is what happens. It's one of those ones that you pull and you get a sort of a normal amount of toilet paper per pull. Here's what it sounds like. So, every time you go to get toilet paper, it sounds like this. Which could sound a lot like this. So, again, to recap, toilet paper, Chewbacca, toilet paper, Chewbacca, and at the same time. And when I was putting that together this morning, Linus had his head in my lap staring at me saying, "What the hell are you doing to me?" He did not like it.
That's great.
I'll close with this. I find this fascinating but also sad. Garth Brooks is working on an album, and he had saved about 6 months of work in his phone. He no longer has it.
We're working on new music. My problem is, and here's where the old guy gets into technology, which is bad. All the new stuff that I'd been working on for 6 months was on a phone that I just fried, and I can't get the phone to come back up. And I know I should have backed it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, but that's like losing your briefcase back in the 90s, you know. So, I'm still working on that phone, but we'll get it.
So imagine Garth Brooks running around in 1995 with a briefcase
and
a licorice hat. Now he just fried his phone, and he lost 6 months of work. So what am I saying here? Back up your stuff, and if you need toilet paper,
there you go. Yeah, boy.
Go to that building. That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Didn't even have to ask him. I knew he was going to do that. That's good. Want to hear that Chewbacca? That Chewbacca. Oh, yeah. I'm such an idiot. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. You got lots of great messages and birthday requests in the mailbag for Wednesday. You can do that all week with Rob. Two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Send him an email. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. And don't forget, October 14th, it's a Wednesday night. We're going to be at the Mad Fox Tap Room in Glover Park for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.